Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. My name's Emma Sackville, and this week I've been getting all spaced out trying to answer this question from Jeff.
If we received an encrypted message from space, would we be able to recognise it? And if so, understand it?
So, if ET could have phoned home, would his family have been able to call him back? I put on my tinfoil hat and met up with Dr. Duncan Forgan from the University of St. Andrews to decode this question.
If we received an encrypted message from space, it depends on how good the encryption is. If a message is very well encrypted, we wouldn't be able to understand it as an artificial message. It would just look like noise, just like the kind of noise you see in the cosmic microwave background, or the noise you see on your old-fashioned television set. If the encryption's not quite as good, then there are certain things that we can do to understand the quality of a communication. We do this with communication from animals. For example, we can give it a rating to say how much information is contained in the signal. So we could certainly say this is very informative, but what the information actually is going to be very challenging to figure out.
Have we ever had anything similar in the past that could have been a message that people were excited about?
The one that everyone remembers is what's called the WOW signal, which came in, I think, the early 70s. And it was a very strong narrowband transmission being sent to the Earth. We think now that it was a natural signal. It was actually something bouncing off something else. But that signal had no information in it. It was just a pulse. But then even if the signal's just a pulse, that still tells you something because, you know, a single pulse is basically hello.
Ooh, that could be interesting. Okay, ultimate question. If we got a message and if we could understand it, do you think we should respond to it?
Well, the issue is we don't have a legal framework for figuring out what to do next. We have what's called the reply protocols that SETI scientists wrote down saying, well, this is what we should do. But no one's going to follow those protocols because they're not in international law. So if a message was received and, say, for example, America wanted to respond but China didn't, tough. America could still send the message on behalf of all of Earth, which is not great. My personal opinion is that we shouldn't send any replies because speaking as a human being, I'm not particularly impressed with how well human civilization copes with its responsibilities as a steward of the Earth. A little bit of time maybe before we become more respectable as a galactic civilization.
That was Dr. Duncan Forgan from the University of St. Andrews. Next time, we'll be sinking our teeth into Sol's question.
What role does cooking food play in digestion?
I'm feeling hungry already. If you think you know the answer, then you can tweet us at Naked Scientists, find us on Facebook, or get involved in our online forum, nakedscientists.com/forum. My name's Emma Sackville, and this has been Question of the Week.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.